5 years ago, Softstar Shoes had a mere informational page for a website. Then two savvy Hewlett-Packard engineers purchased the 25-year-old company. They moved from a shabby shed to a trendier loft in downtown Corvallis, and they ramped up the website with a shopping cart so their glove-like moccasins could be sold online.
That was actually a really fun day when we went live. We all kind of sat there with our fingers together saying, are we going to get an order? And when one came through, it was really exciting. We're like, Look at that, an order without a phone call, without a fax.
That's co-owner Tricia Salcedo. When she and her best friend Larkin Holivari bought Softstar in 2005, the shoes were mostly sold wholesale. Now they retail, or rather e-tail, 90% of their volume directly to customers. Their web store feels like a social network. For a premium, customers can design their own shoes. Trish describes the rainbow of leathers, including fuchsia, kiwi, and shiny metallic sapphire.
There's even coloring pages that the kids can click out. They can color in what they think they want their shoe to look like. You can even have the Crayola crayon color name link right back to the closest color swatch of leather.
Fleeing the corporate grind, Larkin and Trish sought a toddler-friendly workplace. Their kids frolic around the 5,000-square-foot factory as shoes are cut, sewn, and packed for delivery. Larkin is 40, and Trish, just back from maternity leave, is 41. Trish, the entrepreneur, handles marketing. Larkin manages the nuts and bolts of production. Sales doubled in 2010 after Softstar unveiled a new adult shoe called the Runamock. They designed it with input from a growing online community of barefoot runners.
We had a few customers who were calling us and saying, hey, I was running in your moccasins and this happened. And we said, whoa, hold on, you were doing what? And that's when we found out about this whole minimal shoe, barefoot running.
Problem.
You have a problem?
Yeah.
That's Larkin's 2-year-old, still potty training. Softstar tripled its workforce this past year. The company now has 18 elves. That includes Softstar's former owner, who still happily works here. Other than him, 22-year-old Keita Beard has been here the longest, 4 years.
There was an ad in the paper for a job, and I applied and kind of fell in love with the company. It's very family friendly, and they want you to be happy to come to work.
Now Keita's mom, dad, and her twin sister Tesla work at Softstar. Keita and Tesla have sheepskin slippers named for them. Larkin takes me to Keita's dad, cutting soles with a hydraulic press.
Then we use the clicker to cut out the leather, and it's basically just a big cookie cutter.
Robert Beard, an unemployed punch press operator, started about 6 months ago.
Well, I was in metal fabrication and was laid off for a year and a half. And yes, it's a lot cleaner, less noise, happier environment.
Each elf makes 1 to 5 pairs of shoes an hour. Their leather has green cred. Scraps are recycled for art projects. Trish says they avoid polluted overseas tanneries.
We only buy our leather from the United States, or sometimes we will buy it from Western Europe.
They ship shoes around the world to France, New Zealand, and Kurdistan. The baby mocks start at $29. Adult boots cost more than $200.
Customers are willing to pay more money if they think that they're getting something that's special, something that does a better job of conforming to their unique values.
Lynn Colley is a sports marketing expert at the University of Oregon. He cautions,
if a competitor comes in and tries to copy their manufacturing and design, but does it with a much less expensive manufacturing process using Asian sourcing, that might be a threat to them.
Softstar stresses their shoes will always be made in the USA. They hope to grow enough to become a $2 to $5 million company. Then they could offer employees health benefits and avoid furloughs during slow seasons. Breastfeeding her newborn in the office, Trish reveals,
this past year was the first year that Larkin and I actually came out positive in terms of paying ourselves something. The first 3 years we didn't pay ourselves anything, and then the fourth year we were paying out more in childcare than we were making.
The fifth year ended in the black, but the artisan shoemaker needs a lot more volume to ensure a financially healthy future. For KLCC News, I'm Laura McCandlish reporting from Corvallis.